WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Well, in sports, Atlantic is halfway to defending their Class 3A State Girls Golf Championship. Atlantic shot a team score of 356 Monday, and they lead second place Beckman Catholic by 7 strokes. They shot 363 in the first day. It's a fairly tight race in 3A. The rest of the field includes Clarion Goldfield Dows at 368. New Hampton shot 369. MOC Floyd Valley and Monticello both posted a 375, while Nevada and Williamsburg each shot 385. Brooke Klosterman of Beckman Catholic leads the tourney. She had a first day score of 75, and that puts her 2 strokes ahead of Atlantic's Brooke Newell, who shot a 77. Also for Atlantic, Aaron Olson shot 86. Sarah Fixmer posted 94. McKenna Denbesti shot 99, and Mary Hayes carded a 117. Kemper Catholic's Courtney Snyder also in the field. She tied for 10th in the first day after posting an 85. On Class 2A, Trainer is in 5th place as a team. They're 34 strokes back of Alta Aurelia, the leader after day one. Trainer shot a 376 in their first round. Trainer's led by Madeline Ditchler, who shot an 86. Allie Anderson posted a 91 for the Cardinals yesterday. Also in Class 4A, Madison Hance of Creston is tied for 11th place. She shot a 90. Sarah Sweeney of Carroll carded a 92 in her first round of golf. Day two, the final day of the state golf championships, will be held today at several sites around the state. In high school baseball play yesterday, Atlantic scored 1 run in the top of the 6th inning and another in the top of the 7th, and that was all they needed as Atlantic posted a 2-1 victory over Denison yesterday. Also in boys baseball, Red Oak beat Shenandoah 5-4, Glenwood over Creston 11-1, Harlan topping Kemper Catholic 7-6, Lewis Central beat St. Albert 10-1, Cam over Boyer Valley 12-1, Trainer swept a pair from Griswold 11-0 and 4-0, Tri-Center beat AHSTW twice 9-4 and 17-9, it was Missouri Valley over Audubon 7-5 and 4-3, in a doubleheader. Logan Magnolia swept 2 from Riverside 14-2 and 15-0. IKM Manning took 2 from Underwood 6-1 and 3-1. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 21-9. Nishnabotna over Essex 15-0. East Mills beat Stanton 11-10. Lennox over Central Decatur 7-2. Nottoway Valley beat Wayne 2-0 and Orient Maxburg over Mormon Trail by a final of 3-2. In girls softball play last night, Exira EHK shut out West Harrison 5-0. It was Griswold over Trainer 6-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Trainer 5-4 winners in the second game. Missouri Valley took a pair from Audubon by identical 13-3 scores. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside twice 10-0 and 9-2. IKM Manning swept 2 from Underwood 10-0 and 16-1. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 9-3. It was Creston over Glenwood 4-0. Kemper Catholic topping Harlan 7-4. Lewis Central over St. Albert 6-2. Stanton beat East Mills 13-3. Essex over Nishnabotna 14-5. And Sydney an 8-7 winner over Bedford in softball last night. Mike Fiers and 4 relievers combined on an 8-hitter, and Carlos Gomez had a first-inning RBI single in the Milwaukee Brewers' 1-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Fiers allowed 4 hits in 6 innings, 1 shy of his season high, and he won for the first time in 6 starts since May 2nd at Chicago. Jonathan Broxton, Neil Kotz, James Jeffress, and Francisco Rodriguez combined to allow 4 hits without walking a batter in Milwaukee's 4th shutout of the season. Rodriguez finished it up for his 9th save. Jaime Garcia worked 7 sterling innings, and Colton Wong and Mark Reynolds had 2 singles each for the Cardinals as they were shut out for the 5th time, but the first time at home where they're among the best in the league with a 20-7 record. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Chicago Cubs over Miami 5-1. The L.A. Dodgers beat Colorado 11-4. Atlanta downed Arizona 8-1. The Mets over San Diego 7-0. Pittsburgh edging San Francisco 4-3. In the American League, Houston over Baltimore 5-2. The L.A. Angels beat Tampa Bay 7-3. Yankees over Seattle 7-2. Minnesota at Boston was rained out. Also, the only interleague game scheduled last night was rained out as well. That was Toronto at Washington. Well, Fred Hoiberg is expected to be introduced today as the new coach of the Chicago Bulls. The 42-year-old Hoiberg has spent the past 5 years at Iowa State and led the Cyclones to 4 straight appearances in the NCAA tournament. He addressed reporters on Monday before boarding a plane to Chicago.
You know, I don't think it's any secret that there's been several teams that have had interest in the past several seasons. And in the last 3 years, there's been a lot of rumors out there. And I have talked to teams, and, you know, that has been out there. But there's been nothing even close to have happened over the last few years. So, you know, this year when this opportunity came about, it was something that interested me greatly.
Hoiberg worked in the front office for the Minnesota Timberwolves and always expressed a desire to eventually coach in the NBA.
You know, it is something that, I have had interest in. But it didn't matter what offer would have come last year, I wouldn't have taken it. And, this year, things were a little bit different.
Hoiberg said it needed to be the right opportunity at the right time.
Do those opportunities ever come about? Sometimes no, they don't. But this is one that was very interesting to me. And just because, I played there, it's a great organization. I've got connections in that organization.
Hoiberg said his time at Iowa State was, quote, five of the best years of my life. He's expected to be introduced today as the new coach. Well, Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving has been kept out of portions of practice as that team tries to get ready for the NBA Finals. Irving has been slowed by left knee tendonitis and a sprained right foot throughout the playoffs and says he won't be 100% against the Golden State Warriors. He sat out two games in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hawks because of his knee and played just 22 minutes in Cleveland's series-clinching win over Atlanta. The Finals don't get underway until Thursday in Oakland. That's more than a week after the Cavaliers played their last game. If the NCAA decides to shorten the shot clock in college basketball from 35 to 30 seconds, the best coaches in the game say they're fine with it. Kentucky coach John Calipari says shortening the shot clock to 30 seconds won't have any impact. North Carolina's Roy Williams echoed that sentiment, if a bit less forcefully. And Michigan coach John Beilein figures the adjustment should be easy enough. The NCAA Men's Basketball Rules Committee has recommended shortening the shot clock from 35 to 30 seconds, a change that still has to be approved by the Playing Rules Oversight Committee. Williams says it's no big deal. He remembers when the shot clock was lowered from 45 to 35, and he's not sure going from 35 to 30 will change very much. Well, the Belmont Stakes field is down to 8 after two horses have dropped out. Trainer Todd Pletcher says Carpe Diem won't seize the day on Saturday and will point toward the Haskell Invitational or Jim Dandy Stakes this summer. Trainer Ken McPeak withdrew The Truth or Else, who has an ankle issue and did not run in the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness. That leaves just 7 rivals to face Derby and Preakness winner American Pharoah in his bid to become the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 1978. And Alabama Birmingham president Ray Watts tells the Associated Press that he's bringing back the football program in 2016, along with bowling and rifle. Watts decided to reverse his earlier decision after meetings with UAB supporters continued through the weekend. He cut the programs last December after UAB commissioned a report saying it would cost $49 million over 5 years to field a competitive program. But he says donors have pledged to make up the estimated $17.2 million deficit. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.